fix. We met in Egypt, in the Suez.
He shook his hand. He was a little out of breath.
I'm sorry, Mr. Fix, but I really don't have time to talk,
said Passepartout, and he continued walking.
Of course, I won't stop you, but tell me, do you always go everywhere so quickly?
I need to go back to the hotel to tell my master that the Carnatic isn't leaving tomorrow morning. The repairs are complete, and the ship is going to leave tonight.
Oh, I understand. But let me walk with you on the way to your hotel,
said Inspector Fix. The two men talked about Hong Kong and their journey. Suddenly, Fix had an idea.
Maybe I can stop Passepartout from telling Phileas Fogg about the ship, and then the ship will leave without him,
he thought to himself.
It's still early,
Inspector Fix began.
Why don't we have a drink, Monsieur Passepartout? I know a nice place near the hotel. I'm sure we can stop for a drink. It's difficult to find a good friend to talk to after such a long journey away from home.
Well, just one drink,
said Passepartout, who was enjoying his conversation with Inspector Fix. When they were inside the bar, the detective's plan was complete. He ordered the drinks and asked the barman to make a very strong drink for Passepartout. Less than an hour later, Passepartout was drunk and fell asleep at the table.
Ah, Phileas Fogg will never know about the ship now,
he said to himself.
And now, Mr. Fogg, I just need to wait until I have the warrant for your arrest.